This is Daguerreotypes Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 26, entitled Converting Male Feminists to Masculist / MGTOWs. Description. This flyer lists the factors that are driving male feminists to become masculist / MGTOWs, that is, the impact of masculist / MGTOW ideas, the experience of financial slaughter in the divorce courts, and the repulsiveness of feminazis. Flyer itself. Converting male feminists into masculist / MGTOWs. For young men under 35 in the US, there aren't many male feminists left, since 70% of these men refuse to marry and have kids. They have learned how toxic marriage is, or rather how toxic divorce is in the US, and make a rational decision that they are much better off not marrying and not having kids. There is widespread knowledge among young men in the US that women are basically parasites who don't love men, who don't care for men, nor have strong loyalty towards men, as confirmed by the fact that one married father in four in the US will be financially massacred by his ex-wife, who may then even hold a divorce party to celebrate the ruin of his life. Such callousness speaks volumes about women's true selfish nature and cold-heartedness towards men, who women see as checkbooks and not much else, cash machines. Women's true loyalties are to themselves and to their children. They care little about the bigger world and trade sex for men's protein, or in today's world, for men's money. 70% is a lot. It means that for each robot male who is prepared to marry a fluffy, a traditional woman who expects to parasite off the money of a man, there will be three women coming after him to insert their financial claws into him to extract his money to pay for the middle class house she wants to live in. So these fluffy women, including most feminists, since the majority of feminists are still fluffies when it comes to their expectations towards men, will have two other female competitors for the same robot male, manslave. It's therefore not surprising that these fluffies complain about how difficult it is to find a good man, which is fluffy speak for a gullible, exploitable man prepared to be a manslave to a fluffy. In a decade, it's likely that the percentage of young men who refuse to marry and have kids will be over 90%, and the corresponding percentages will rise for men, one, two, and three decades older. More and more men will wake up to the toxicity of marriage and having kids. It's just not in their self-interest. Why is there a growing awareness amongst men of all ages that marriage is toxic and should be avoided? There are several factors causing this. One is MGTOW and masculism. These two groups make lots of videos, which are viewed by tens of millions of men, who then pass on the MGTOW / masculist ideas to their friends, who do the same, etc., until near saturation is reached. The broadcast media has not yet really discovered the ideas of these two movements yet, but will come very soon, probably in less than a year. Well, it's starting, say, 1 or 2 years after I wrote this flyer. A second factor is personal experience. One married father in four will be financially massacred by the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system. So that's a lot of men, about 10 million in the US over the past 40 years. They will express their bitterness and hatred to many of their friends, who will be shocked at the massive injustice committed against their friend or acquaintance, and will take note. Don't marry. Don't have kids. It's too risky. A 1 in 4 chance of being financially slaughtered is way too high, so don't take the risk. A third factor is the repulsiveness of feminist-influenced women, the so-called feminazis, who repel men with their callousness and lack of nurturing. Men have the universal experience of having been nurtured by their mothers, who had a true genetically based love for their own offspring. So as adults, men would like to be nurtured again by a caring female, but so many women have been infected by the feminazi religious virus, that all of women's problems are caused by men, a childlike belief held by childlike minds, that they treat men like shits and become utterly repulsive to males who avoid feminazis like the plague. How can MGTOW/masculinists convert the remaining few men who have not yet seen the light and still play the manslave role for fluffies? By doing more of the same, that is, continuing to make videos, getting into the broadcast media, setting up men's studies at universities, helping set up men's lib groups at high schools and campuses. The main thing is to get the MGTOW/masculinist ideas widely known by the public. Millions of men are primed to such ideas, but simply have never heard of them. But when they do, a light goes on in their heads. Yes, that makes so much sense. Yes, I'm a MGTOW/masculinist. I see the world differently now. I look at women's nature differently now. I will not be exploited by women anymore. They must be FIPs, financially independent persons, or I won't give them a second glance. For me now, fluffies are to be punished by me ignoring them, letting them rot on the shelf. Yes, this all makes so much sense. I'll tell my friends so they wake up too. I had a similar awakening experience in my mid-teens when my brain was starting to wire up in the adult pattern, and I started reading heavily in the sciences. I then heard a guy 2 years older than me express his atheistic views. Hearing him caused an epiphany in me. Yes, I thought, religion is crap. Religion is a myth. Man makes gods, not the other way round. Every primitive little tribe invents its own gods. Once that initial seed was sown in my brain, the rational thinking part of me took over and did the rest of the work. Within a few weeks, I had become an atheist. A similar story will probably happen to millions of men concerning the ideas of MGTOW/masculinism. They only need to be seeded with these ideas, so I think it's critical to get these ideas onto the broadcast media, which is one of the things I'm trying to do myself, by building up a stock of MGTOW/masculinist flyers that I can refer male journalists to. I'm now emailing out the link to these flyers to male journalists, hoping that some of them will bite and write an article about MGTOW/masculinism. A year from now, will most people have heard of the ideas of MGTOW and masculinism? It's possible. It depends how well we spread our ideas over the coming year. That is, how successful we are at stimulating the broadcast media, which still reaches millions as against a YouTube channel that reaches only tens of thousands. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email, profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website, profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name, De Garis, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. Ciao.